drinking at the spring of living water is so satisfying. Huh? So we are all very happy. I hope all of us are all very joyful over here. But when I sing this hymn, it reminds me a sister who just came to me to share her feeling in the prayer section. Huh? Maybe I should invite her to testify. Now, very short, brief description of her feeling this afternoon, because it really echoed to this hymn over here. My soul is satisfied. Huh? Christine, Vancouver, do you want to like to share about it? No? Okay. Or maybe if you have time, you can chit-chat with her. It's wonderful experiences. In the prayers, it feels like she was like a little kid. Saw Jesus in the spirit. So joyful. That kind of joyful is beyond description. She said that the feeling is like just you take, after you take a roller coaster. So excited. And as if your heart is so what? She speaks in Taiwanese, so 好像, or Mandarin, 好像心揪起来了, like the heart was so excited to see Jesus Christ. She said that her heart was pumping so fast in the prayer. The eyes was reddish, the tears falling. That kind of joy is beyond description. It's indeed. I hope every one of us can somehow experience God in the prayer. Went to the depth of prayer. Everybody can really see God in the prayer. How wonderful it is. I noticed that in this time, we have so many brothers have a special request before they come to NYTS. Some of them are physically sick. Actually, not only one of us, maybe two, three, four of us. Everybody is seeking for some people are seeking for healing, and some people are seeking to touch God. I hope you can find them out and go to them, encourage them, and pray for them. So when we get out of here, this kind of spring water can fill in our heart. Our question really can be solved. Every one of us problem can really be solved. So I guess we have another lesson over here, that is show your concern to one another and pray for one another. So after King David attacked take over Zion, the following job is to take the ark into the city of David. If you have a place, but the place is without God, that place is nothing. Zion become famous because the holy temple is there, because the ark of God was there. If this chapel do not have the guidance of the Lord, this chapel is nothing. If the Lord is over here, every place is heavenly kingdom. So that's very important. So next step is that receive the ark of God into the city of David. Since we have heard this story already, I would like you to share with us. I assume you read the story already, right? So anybody like to share the biblical description concerning how is the ark went into the city of God? So we have a volunteer, brother, volunteer. Use your own language to describe it, so we don't read chapter 6, right? Anyone, volunteer, please. Scott. Stand up, please. What is the situation?
The first time they tried to take the ark into the city, it almost because the ox was walking and the ark almost fell. So Uzzah went out to hold on to it, and because of that. He was struck down by God, and they placed it in the home of what's his name? Obed-Edom. And then the king was told that his family was blessed. So David went again to try to bring it out. And every six paces, David would sacrifice an oxen, fat sheep. And so David danced before the ark, and his wife. Okay.
Thank you very much. So how many people did David send out to receive the ark? How many, Joseph? 30,000, right? 30,000 people. Is it bigger parade than Macy's parade, or less people than New York Macy parade? Smaller people or big? I mean, huge congregation or smaller than Macy's parade? It's really huge, right? Think about it. How many music does it use to receive the ark? How many musics? Count. Five kinds of music, right? Made of pine. So you can imagine that the high school bands in the Macy parade. Dun, 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 bang, right? And then the ark is behind, right? It's like 很热闹, right? I think this out of David's good heart. He want to promote the worshiping spirit too, right? Let people know that, you know, I really pay attention to ark. You guys should worship the Lord too, right? This is a very good intention. However, even though with this kind of good intention, he did it wrong. Huh? But first of all, let's think about this. When you compare King David and King Saul, when did King Saul start to think about the Ark of God? Anybody can recall? When did King Saul start to think about the Ark of God? Guess. Peter.
When he was ordained?
When King Saul was ordained. Close, but not really. Who else? Thank you. Huh? Anyone? Sisters? Anyone? When he trying to lose his battle. Yes. So when do you think about God? When you do not do too good in your test. Is that right? When do you think about God? When you do not have a job. When do you think about God? Maybe, you know, usually when we have difficulties, we think about God. So, but when did David think about God at this time? Scott, when is
it? While he was successful.
While he just finished the battle with Philistine, right? Just win over the Philistine, right? So you can see the divine characters. I mean, the good virtues. Oh. So we do not only think about God in bad time, we think about God at good time too. Oh. Brother and sister, think about your life right now. Who is the driver in the life of your car? Who is the driver? Think about this, right? There was a sister told me that used to be Jesus is the driver. She sit at the passenger seat. But now, she's the driver. Jesus sit at the passenger seat. But who is the driver in your life right now? If you always think about Jesus Christ, his will, his idea, he's always in your heart. He is the driver in your, then he is the master in your heart. Okay, second point. How did David receive the ark into the David city? Why he failed? He carried or he used a new car to do it, to carry it, sister. How did he do it? Carry on the shoulder? Or how do you carry the ark of God? Put it this way. Anybody? I don't know. Anyway, thank you for trying. So don't feel embarrassed, right? Yes, go ahead.
How did they carry it?
Yeah.
By cart.
By cart.
But you're supposed to carry it by shoulder.
It's supposed to be a shoulder, right? Good, right? Why? Because the law says that you got to carry by shoulder in Numbers. The Ark of God is designed in a way like this, right? Actually, the Ark of God is like a box. It's like a box. Very simple box. Of course, there is what? Mercy seat over here. There's a, I don't know how to draw it. there's an angel, two angels, right? The wings. And this is mercy seat. Okay? And there's a 两个那个环, two rings. And there's a post, right? And so people can carry on. This, so it was designed to be carried, okay? But at the very beginning, Philistines, they do not know the law, they do not know the teaching of God. Therefore, they make a new cart driven by oxen. They did it that way, and nothing happened. And David maybe did not know the law, so he followed the same thing and trying to carry it that way. Therefore, Brother Scott discussed with us that the law don't like it. And when he's going to reach, almost reach it, already in, almost reached the place already, suddenly in the oxen, what? Maybe lost the feet or something, whatever. And the cart is going to fall. When the cart is going to fall, what would your natural response?
Try and catch it.
Of course, the ark of God is falling, right? You are there. You are the Levite. You are the priest. Of course, you want to what? You don't want the ark fall, right? You are try to help it. But the law says that you should carry, you should not even what? Look into it. Or you should not even touch it according to the law, because it's a sacred thing. That's why this ark always need to be put inside a what? Holy of holy. A curtain. See your place. You guys cannot look at it randomly. Right? People cannot look at it randomly. But of course now it's New Testament. This curtain is already got destroyed. Everybody shall come to the presence of God. Mercy see. Every one of us can come to the presence of God. Pray by yourself. In the past, only high priest can go inside it and pray for you. That's why priest pray for people in the past. Pastor pray for you in the past. But now you can pray all by yourself. But let me ask you a question. What's the difference between carry on your shoulder and deliver by a cart? What's the difference? Anybody read the notes? Would you please answer? Any sister or brother, please. This is afternoon, huh? If you speak, people will awaken, will be awakened. Anybody, raise your hand, please. What's the differences? Man's weight. Okay. You carry on your shoulder, you feel heavy, right? You carry by cart, it's more what? Lazy. Yeah. More scientific way. More efficient. Right? So when we serve God, why God want to put a burden on you? They do not want you to enjoy your life. Let the axe do it for you. Why is that? This is something we got to think about. You are a teacher, right? You want to support. A lot of time, the Lord wants us to carry the ark on our shoulder for a reason. We should love of God with all our might, our strength, our heart, and our soul. Not only try to use scientific way to serve the Lord. If you want to use scientific way to pray, it's very easy. Just record your prayer. Hallelujah, right? So next time you pray, you kneel down over there, you don't want to say anything, just play the tape recorder, and you will say hallelujah for you. Right? That's how, is that the way you serve the Lord? What's the difference between Abel and Cain, right? The first brother, right? What's the difference between their offering? Anybody? What's the differences? Hello, wake up. What's the differences? Yes. Jessica, thank you. Only one person that could answer right now.
One was from the heart and one was just mechanically giving it.
Yes, I think that is very very important message, huh? Cain simply offered whatever came up from the ground. He have an onion, right? Okay. I have a field of onion. One onion. God, this onion is for you. Right? Very simple, right? I offer what I have. Very simple. Unplug and use. Very easy. Just like using the car. Very scientific. Very easy. But Abel, different. Sheep's over here. You choose, huh? firstborn, number one, right? It didn't say God, this is number one already. Here you are. He did not do it that way. He know that because the fat smells the best, right? He killed the ram, killed the cat. Killing takes time, right? Takes effort, takes weight, right? Kill it, take out the fat, burn the fat to the Lord. So that is might and soul and strength and heart. It's very important. So when we serve God, like in a local church, right? In a local church, all the church council are very busy, right? They are all very busy. They say, it's okay, we are all very busy, we cannot serve God. That's hire a people to serve in the church. They can, you know, they can do our paperwork, they can clean the chapel, they can do everything. You know, we have money, right? I mean, we are living in a rich city, we have money. Just give our money, and you know, that's it. Church council member do not have to do anything. I mean, I'm not saying that it's not okay to do it. You can do it, but is that all? Does it mean that is that with all our heart, with all our strength, with all our soul and all our mind? As a church council member, do we only sit on the table and make decisions? You know, so serving the Lord, something you got to think about it. I want to give you an example about Hawaii Church, because indeed, I think Hawaii Church make a lot of progress in this field. Can I say that, brother? Thank you. At the very beginning, Hawaii Church, because of we are worshiping in the end of an alley, right? A small house. Dead end, a small house. We have church over there. But the church member keep increasing. And the church council member think we have to increase the church, right? So they try to enlarge the parking lots. And guess what? The neighbor don't like it. So the neighbor called City Hall. And City Hall come over and shut the church. From now on, you cannot have a fellowship anymore. No Sabbath service anymore. And from that moment on, we lose the church. I mean, we can only use it for, you know, for other purposes, not for Sabbath service. Then later we decide to sell it because it's no use, right? We sell it for about $460,000, right? And the church council member think, since we have $460,000, we will purchase another place that costs about the same money. They feel like we cannot, you know, church member over there, not too many people have great income, okay? The financial is limited. How can we, you know, put more money to buy a bigger chapel? And they happen to find a new location. They have some saving, maybe about 200,000 or 100,000, right? So they find about 600,000 houses, and they are able to purchase it. And they don't have to do extra effort. Just like we have this much in our pocket, take it out, Lord, this is yours. That is the mentality at the very beginning, right? But guess what? I guess the Lord wants to give us some teachings from the Bible. Therefore, they did not pass the inspection. The inspector says that this structure is illegal. Therefore, we cannot buy it. Then they find another place. It cost $20,000, $200,000 more. Earth one. And some believers are saying that, no, we cannot do it. You know, we only have this amount of money, right? How can we come up $200,000 more? Then, brother and sister over there, some brother and sister over there, try to encourage one another. But how does Cain try to offer? How does Abel try to offer? We cannot just, you know, give what we have. We should try our best. In the book of Haggai, it says that, you know, you live in the house with ceiling, right? But the house of God is ruined. So we compare the house of God and our own home. We are saying that if you buy your own home, if you have $1, you always buy $4 house, right? You only put 25%, right? The other money, and maybe you are too young to talk about this. Maybe you don't buy a house, right? Usually you have $1, you buy $4 house. Now, if your personal life, you do the same thing, how come church businesses, you have $1, you only want to buy $1 house? I don't think this is what? This is Abel's offering. This is not put the ark on your shoulder. This is put the ark on a cart. Very scientific, very easy, very carefree. But later on, God really give them heart, give them faith. They start to go forward. Now, they purchase the land. And they worry about it. We all worry about it. Where does this $200,000 come from? Because we are not the richest church in the United States, you know? But guess what? We have a retreat, right? We thank God in the retreat we receive abundant blessings from the Lord. Our sisters start to see vision. At the very beginning, we are laid back, right? But the third day, oh, thank God, people start to pray very hard. At that time, a sister start to see vision. The sunshine, as if the sunshine come to her, feel very warm, very bright, right? And from that moment on, people pray so fervent. And because the first 3 days, we are not. The second days, let me talk about the 4 days, because that's have to do with this testimony. When we're trying to leave the retreat area, a sister, again, saw visions, right? Suddenly saw heaven opened. And guess what? From heaven, the coins and the silver and the gold all falling down from heaven. See, we are worried about the church businesses. And now the Lord tells us that, don't worry, the money will come down from heaven. Really, all we need to do is, what? Scratch your skirt out and hold the money, really. 把裙子拿开就开始收钱了，就是这样子。That is Monday, before we conclude our retreat, the last prayer. That was the vision. After we all finished, right, a deaconess went back home, right, As soon as stepped into the door, the phone ring. A sister called her. Say, sister, deaconess, you know what, my brother, want to discuss with about the church construction. My brother may want to borrow lend us some money. So we met with him 2 days later on Wednesday, lunch hour. We met with him. The brother is 60-some years old already. He used to be a CEO in Silicon Valley, run a very good business. Now he's retired. His property could be millions of dollars. And he just offered to us, how much money do you want? Okay? He said he can lend us money. We said we want $200,000. He said, no problem. I can lend you money. Whatever the bank rate you can find, right? I can be lower than that. Okay? Lower than any bank rate. And we said that, can you give us 15 years? He's 16 some years already, right? And he says that, I think the Lord can give me another 15 years to live. So, okay, I can lend the church $200,000. Guess what? The money just came down like that. Oh. And they can offer to pay the mortgage. But it's not stopping there. Because Hawaii Church, we don't have parking lot. We told them that since we have money already, come on, we need to build a parking lot, right? The church is nearby Waikiki, nearby University of Hawaii, not far from there, right? It's nearby the downtown, but we don't have money to build a parking lot. Where does the money come from? But, you know, if you step over here, the Lord promised the money will come from heaven, then we step over there. That's not good enough, right? So let's build the parking lot. Guess what? We announced to the U.S. church, brothers and sisters, many loving brothers and sisters, you know, and from other islands too, send the money in to Hawaii Island. Oh. So a lot of times we think that using the oxen to carry the ark is good enough. But you know, it's not good enough. Try your very best, and you will see the Lord's blessing will come to you. You will experience the love and experience the faith in the Lord. That's how wonderful it is. Therefore, we shall use our shoulder to carry the ark of God. Second point. Carrying the ark of God by cart is Gentiles' way, other churches' way. Gentiles' way. When we run the church businesses, right? We should run it church way. Like I said, I share with you the retreat, how people pray. They turn on the music, right? And the contemporary music, right? Contemporary music, lyrics. And they stay together and pray like that. I don't think we should do it that way. Be honest with you. Do you think it's a good idea? I don't know. When we run the church, some churches, in order to attract people, they play bingo. Do you think it's a good idea? Oh. Some young men come to me, Pastor, you know, when we come to Adira Church, they all have a party on Saturday night, right? party, dancing party. Why don't we have the same party? I can invite all my classmates to come to our church, become truth seekers. Can we do it that way? Oh. Scientific way may be wonderful, but that is not God's way. Oh. So everything we do it, got to be God's way. Oh. Let's turn to another biblical verse. Oh. Please read 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 6. Second Samuel 6, 6. Shall we have Sister Annie from San Jose? Or to Annie, right?
We have to Annie?
Small, little Annie. I don't know. Annie, huh? Okay. This is a very important verse that we need to remember. I want to give you a concept. Who help who when you're doing the God's business? Who do I say? Whom? Or who? Who or whom? Who? M. Who? Who help who? A lot of time when we come to the church to serve the Lord, right, we tend to think that it is us who are helping God. We are our teacher. We sacrifice a lot. We carry the ark with all our energies. We are helping God. Therefore, when the God is going to fall, I am not going to let it fall. I'm going to do something about it. This, a lot of time, this is our mentality. But from this story, the Bible tried to teach us who help who. Even the ark is going to fall. Do you really need to use some way that against the teaching Bible to help it? Who help who? Today we got to remember that for us to be an IE teacher, we can help God. It is God help us first. Is it true? Maybe this question is a little bit philosophical. There was a brother, huh? Not brother, sister. He's still a truth seeker, Mr. Lay, you do not know him, so I can pronounce his last name. One day he came to me and said to me, when my wife is sick, I got to spoon feed her. A lot of time I think I am helping her, right? How come I have to put so many energy to feed my wife? He got stroke, I'm not stroke, he always sick all the time. I got to help her. But one day, I got sick. I lying down over there. And it's my wife's turn to spoon feed me. At that time, I'm thinking, it seems that before I was helping my wife, but it is not me. God give me good health. Therefore, I was able to spoon feed my wife. If I'm laying down over there, I cannot do anything. very worried. I see the arm is falling. And that time, we have that kind of feeling. At least I have. What will be the future of the church, right? But guess what? This time we have God. This time we have the church. Even though we might think our human resources are missing, but still the church keeps growing. Right? Just look at the Boyne Bar Church as for example. Boyne Bar Church. Most majority of believers are Chinese people, speak Mandarin. Right? But we have Korean ministers over here, Western ministers. Right? It's not easy for Korean ministers to help Chinese people. Yet, Boyne Bar Church has been and it's still, like you hear it, the Deacon says, right? Number one in offering. Number one in baptism. Number one in many things. So who is doing the job? Who is doing the job? It's not any human being. It's not any minister. It's not, you know, it is God himself. God is helping us. This example teaches us that we are only used the servant. Don't be overreacted when you see church is in trouble. And sometimes when church is in trouble, it's because people did not follow the law, did not follow the command of God. Who asked you to carry the ark of God by an ark with an oxen? You did it wrong at the very beginning. Therefore, the church is not strong. But even the church is not strong, please don't try your own way to do it, because you might be punished. David was very frustrated when the Lord struck Uzzah to death. Think, imagine, right? You are in Macy Parade, okay? Imagine that, okay? Kuzong, 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 right? Music is behind, right? And the focus is on the ark. And suddenly the one with ark. I don't know how big that, how much he died, right? Maybe every time can die. I don't know. The Bible does not record how he died. How did he die? Anybody can tell. The Bible simply says that the Lord struck him to death, right? Maybe the sunlight came over. He hit my son, but in the sunlight, I like him. Right? Maybe lightning came over, I don't know. Maybe he simply still had a stroke, whatever. Say, oh! And everybody's looking here. That is the major focus over there. You say, wow, how come? Today, the most important day, the ark, you want to see that in the ark floor and the people die. If you are David, what would you think? Oh. Do it, huh? Do it because people can punish. What is this? You got to remember one thing. Huh? It is not always smooth when you try to serve the Lord. Sometimes there are obstacles. Sometimes there are trials and tests. When we were in Argentina, we did a church called South America, Argentina Church. Helping them like this, right? You will notice that they have a big chapel. A little smaller than this, but up there it's very big. Second floor, two floors, right? And originally there are three big trees standing in front of the building. And people started praying, you know? Because it's these three trees, they block the appearance of the building, right? When you put a sign on the church building, two trees of church, people cannot see it. So they pray very hard so that hopefully the tree can fall down. Because the tree belongs to the city government, right? It's on the side of the right. So they cannot chuck it. One year they come, right? It's not fall down. They started praying already. And one tree fall down. Okay? But I cannot see that tree fall down. When I come, they can continue praying for the tree fall down. I still remember that early morning, right? I was standing in the podium. He said, they are still under construction. We are using a very small space for services, right? And I can see outside the tree, right? It's a Sunday morning. I guess a lot of people, some brother from Dominica, brother Rafael, anyway. He also prayed for that tree to fall down. He did not tell anybody, okay? In his mind, he said, this tree is not good for the church. He also prayed for the tree for that. I was standing over there. The noise stopped. That tree falling down like, wow, right? Okay. Thank God, tree not fall down this way. If you fall down this way, the tree structure will be hit, right? Fall down the other way. But guess what? We don't
We all go to the normal standard, right? We all go to the downstairs. In the side. Yes, thank God, the three, four down. But the three, four down are the brother's car. And the brother is the religious affair. He serves as the coordinator of ideas. His wife cooked for new ideas. His two daughters are the students of ideas. The whole family member are with him. And now his car is home. Sometimes when we serve God, it is like the ark fallen. It's not as neat as you think. But we have guts. We have guts. When you receive this kind of test, continue serving the Lord. That is something for you to think about it. But you know, everything works for those who love God. One simple example, so I said to you, anything is beneficial to those who love God. Guess what? This guy is, I think, 75 or 78. 1975. It's a very old, rugged, sporty car. And the brother went out and put himself for apply for compensation from city government. So he goes without compensation from city government. He has now purchased the credit card. So next time we go, come to the father called the credit card. But the blessing of the book purchased like this. Huh? But just let you know that if you go to the church Saturday and there's a thief coming to your house, steal the jewelry from your house, and you still believe in the Lord. I think that is the entire thing that we think about it. Sometimes we are difficult to serve the Lord. But the difficulty in this time, actually, is more direct. It's from God, more direct, right? When we do not use the words of God to serve the Lord, God sometimes uses very dramatic ways to remind us. For example, in the very early days in the Old Testament, when they set up the system of offering, two sons of Aaron. The Lord says that when the ark of God and the whole system got set up, the tent is full of glory, right? The heavy fire came down and burned out the fire in the altar, right? And the Lord says that in the future when you sacrifice, right, this is heavenly fire. You always have to take the heavenly fire to sacrifice. It's not heavenly fire to do your sacrificing work, right? But these two sons of Aaron, they did not do it. They did not know. They used like matches or light. They don't have matches and light. They used ordinary fire, the light they used, right? To do sacrifice. The Bible says again, the Lord struck them to death. Heavenly fire came down, burned them to death. So that reminds us that if we do something wrong, the Lord might remind us. What is this that God will not deceive? Huh? When you speak according to the Bible, everything is the truth. We should apply it 100%. No discount at all. No discount at all. What's the one time I went to the church? Maybe it's me, I don't know, maybe I saw the pastor, but this is my own personal view. And I share a message that is, you got to think about this. My personal feeling is that you should not take Holy Communion in the other church. Holy Communion is a mystery involved. That's the method. I share this with a newly baptized people because this kind of baptized in our local church. Then they moved away to foreign countries. They went to that country and they waited. And I noticed that they went to another church already. Sometimes they come back to our church, but sometimes they go to the other church. And the family, I think, they protect their Holy Communion. And when I visit them, the baby just keep crying. Keep crying and crying, right? And then I notice that she's not only crying, but cry constantly. Still don't stop. And then the husband also shared with us. The wife is a little bit. Sometimes worship God, everything has to find a common center. And that is my observation and understanding. Other than nation, not to the church. Other than nation. But even if you feel frustrated in serving the Lord, will you give up? You don't give up. The day you give up, at the very beginning, yes, right? He said, how can I receive the help of God into my city? Out of God, people will die like this, right? He gave up. And later on, he sent to Abbe Edom's house. And suddenly we noticed that 3 months later, several months later, oh, out of God, the people's house, they got a lot of blessings, right? Then he changed his mind. He did not give up later on. He keep watching, keep observing. When you suffer something, you serve the Lord. Please, keep observing, okay? Keep observing. You know, most important aspect of David is that one of his very admired character, that personal advice is that he never give up. He never give up on not killing Saul. It's not easy if you were him. If I were him, I would kill Saul. Really. I would not run away. Because I got to depart my father, my mother, my dear wife, and run away all by myself. If I just killed him at that point, I would become a king, you know, and all the running, all the suffering would be gone. But he did not give up. Not doing the bad things against the kingdom of God. Yes, the other thing we talk about. He did not give up on himself. Every evil commit more of sin. How many, you know how many people continue commit more sins every time they commit sins? I am doomed already. I go to hell already. If I have gone to hell, why do I commit more sins, right? I commit adultery with one woman, I keep coming adultery with several women. Because, hey, what's the head of the world? What's the head? No. What's the head? It's a good word. It's not bad. Anyway. So it's okay, right? I recall here already, right? Why should I care? He committed more sins. If you observe, there are many people. Is it true? It's true. But damn it. In this event, you did not give up God, right? Did not give up God. Always ask for mercy. I share with you. Even his son is going to die, he did not give up God. God already judged, your son is going to die. He did not give up God. Indeed, does the son eventually die? I think I'm missing. Does the son die? Was Bathsheba die, right? But was his prayer heard by the Lord? This is the answer, but think about Balaam in order to comfort the Ziba, right? Who was wrong? King Solomon. King Solomon was the prince. Even though he might not get this son, the prince of God, God already judged on this son, right? But you did not give him God. God give you extra grace, give you another son. And the best, isn't it? So it's the best. So, please. Whenever you serve God, you have frustration. Never ever give up on God. Keep looking. Listen to Hebrews chapter 13. I really enjoy reading this verse. Because this verse reminds me a lot of things that we can observe. Chapter 13, verse 7. Perhaps it's the Vivian from Dallas. Is there a Vivian from Dallas? Yes, it's a Vivian from Dallas. 13:7. Life. In Chinese it says that, look at the consequence of their life. What did they live like? What does God do to them? If they serve God with all their life, what is their consequences? Just open your eyes and see. Then we did that. How come the ark of the evil towns, the house is composed? How come this elder lived with a wonderful life and, you know, see his house, prosperity, the spiritually, physically, everything, just look, can you observe it? Then you will be encouraged. Yes, we should continue to serve the Lord.
that if I put on the ball, it will be on the test? Yeah? I say that, right? Gratitude, how do you spell to gratitude? I will explain this. I don't know how to say this in English. From fearful to joyful. When you serve God, today you come to the presence of God. Why do you come here? Because you fear God, you are afraid that God will punish you, or you really feel joyful to come here. You go to church and Sabbath day because you are afraid of commitment, because if you do not by commitment, the Lord will punish you, or you really enjoy Sabbath day. I think this is something that different mentality. Second time, David was really what? Joyful attitude to receive the ark of God. Not like first time, oh, I'm scared. The Lord is fearful. Oh, I cannot receive the ark of God into my house. So, brother and sister, today you gotta examine yourself. If you always have a fearful heart, you won't stay in church too long. Really. I think. I ask my kids to not commit sins, right? If my kids is afraid of me, right? Therefore, he won't come to sins. He only won't come to sins when I see him, right? He loves to drink Coca-Cola. I tell him, you cannot drink Coca-Cola. But he will drink Coca-Cola behind me, right? Because he's afraid of me, right? But he really loves me. If my son really loves me, even though I do not see him, I say, son, Coca-Cola is not good to you. I'm not saying to him, okay, to him, because he's too young, right? His brain is not ready, right? That's not good. Coffee is not good for elementary kids. That's not good. I mean, if my son really loved me, he would say, okay, my father said this for is to love me. Can feel my love, he won't drink Coca-Cola behind my back. The same thing. If you enjoy God, if you enjoy church, you won't do wrong things when you are not here because you love God. You love God so much, you know? This is the only man who talked to me. I love the Lord so much. If I love my girlfriend, right, I will do very best for my girlfriend. But I don't have a girlfriend right now. But the Lord is like my girlfriend, right? So I want to please him, therefore I will do anything for him. That's the true mentality, from joy to fear. From joy to fear, if you also fear, I'm sorry, we gotta make progress. Secondly, when we serve the Lord, we shall have a grateful attitude. It is God help us. It is the grace of God that we can serve the Lord. It is that we did God big favor. Therefore, God owe me something. This is very different mentality. If we have truly have appreciation, then again, not going to serve you and live on. Thirdly, I don't want to say this in English. Forget about yourself. Yeah. When David received the ark the second time, the Bible said what? He was what? Dancing and crazy. He was a very crazy person, right? Drinking to a point that he exposed himself, right? He started looking at the window. Oh, yeah, you are a king, huh? Oh, you expose yourself like that at the dog. It's very indecent, right? How can you do that? But he started to a point that, forget about everything, dignity, personal dignity, you know? It's beyond the request of law, you know? Even to a certain point that people think you are crazy. If you can step to a point that people think you are crazy, you are successful. I'm serious. Paul stepped to a point that an official faced two down and I said, Paul, you are crazy. You have too much knowledge. That knowledge makes you crazy. How can you say that a rabbi will spread from death? This is something like this. You are crazy, right? Instead of Lord, that people believe. Jesus. Also, people think that he was crazy. You know that. You read the notes and you know that. His brother says that you won't keep and you don't drink and you don't eat, you are crazy. So if you serve the Lord, hear the point that people think, hey, you crazy, go to Sabbath, church every Sabbath, say, go to church every night, you crazy, and you are successful. Right? Jesus Christ, our first priority. Do we finish at 1:45 or 1:40? 2:45, right? So I still have 2 minutes. Right? Okay, thank you. Because I want to use these 2 minutes to conclude. Once upon a time, I hear a testimony from a deacon. I enjoy that testimony. That testimony, that deacon says that when he was in college, he took the philosophy class. And the professor, there's no jar. Take a jar of jar made of glass, right? In, right? And first of all, he put a rock inside it, right? And he asked students, do you think there's still rooms for other stuff? And some say yes, some say no, right? And the professor takes some marble into the jar, okay? Try to fill the jar, right? And ask students, do you think still have space for other stuff? What do you think? Yes or no? Yes. So the professor put some sand into the jar. And the professor started to ask, do you think there are still other rooms in the jar? Yes or no? What? Water. So the professor put water in, fill the jar. Do you think there's still room for the jar? No, right? I guess no, right? Now, what the professor asked, what am I trying to teach you? Because it's a philosophy class, okay? What am I trying to teach you? Anybody, what does the professor try to teach us? Raise your hand. Yes.
Oh, you have to put more important things first.
Yes, thank you. Yes, that is exactly the teaching. You want to put the rock in, you want to put the rock in a bottle? The rock got to go in first. The rock is most, the largest stuff, right? You want to put it in? Got to put it in first. The same thing, brother and sister. Jesus is the rock. Today, there are many things can fail in our life. But there's a little box. There's a box, the ark of God. You want to receive the ark of God into your heart, into the seat in your city? You got to do it first. Otherwise, I guess there is no room later on. Let's pray in silence.